Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at NeoCon 2011 in Chicago on the second day is Reese Duncan, creative director with Shaw Contract. Reese, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to be with you. I can't believe it. Again, I mean, once again, Shaw Contract wins another Best Of award. I think this is 10 in a row. You've won a gold for Modular with your On the Edge product. Talk a little bit about that product.
Yes, we did. We won Gold Award and Modular and then also Innovation. So On the Edge is kind of a new idea where we have placed patterning and color on the edge of the tile. And then basically you can install and create new patterns by placing the edges together in different ways. So the possibilities are endless, and it really gives the designers a whole new tool where you install the carpet looking at the face of the carpet instead of the arrows on the back.
So the reason that it won both the gold and innovation is not necessarily about the way it's made, but all the options that you have for how you can install it.
Yeah, I think the light bulb went off when I showed the judges all the different configurations on the floor. You could create movement and scale and create wayfinding and really define a space in a large scale by placing the edges and creating, you know, a large block pattern or a huge open space by blending color. So I think that's what really got them and won us the innovation.
And again, this is in that 18 by 36 format that you brought out last year, which was an innovation in itself, since that's somewhat unique, since most modular is square, right?
Yes, we introduced 18 by 36 last year. That was our first rectangular tile, and it's been a large success for us. And we actually previewed this product with a group of clients in March and showed them the same concept of on-the-edge patterning in 24 by 24 and 18 by 36, and it was unanimous out of 12 designers that they wanted the new size. They loved the rectangular and what it did on the floor and all the new installation methods that it gave them.
All right. Well, let's talk about, I mean, when you walk in your showroom, the first thing that hits you is the project you're introducing on the front, which is called the Music Project, which I think you designed in collaboration with an industrial designer. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Music Project is a sort of exploratory journey into music and what does music look like. So we engaged and hooked up with industrial designer Todd Brasher, who has a lot of experience designing product in Europe, mostly furniture, and knew nothing about carpet, which we loved because you kind of had that outside approach to not knowing what carpet was supposed to look like, no preconceived notions. So he wanted to use something that had meaning, had a universal language where people could feel a connection with the product and the concept in the space. So we used music and fed that into a computer software program that basically output pattern and graphics for us. And we used that to create the products of jazz, electronica, classical, and ambient.
Well, I got to admit to you, the way you've got these sound tubes on the ceiling, when you walk around, there are some subtle patterns and you're playing some soft music and then there's some new age music and you've got some real upbeat.
A little funky. So we wanted the customer to experience the sound as they viewed the product. So the patterns actually scale the wall the way music would fill a space. And then you can stand under the sound dome and experience the music while you're looking at the pattern. So you understand the meaning, you understand where it's coming from.
Well, it's hard not to smile because, you know, that's another sensory input. Music, it's a good way of getting people to feel the emotion that you want to try to create with the floor, right?
Yeah, definitely. When we started our concepting for our showroom, we knew we wanted to create an experience. We wanted to take it from being informational to experiential to our customer. And that's why we've included things like the sound domes. And then in the back, with On the Edge, we have an interactive table where you can move the tiles around and experience the product yourself.
Well, congratulations on winning another Best Of again. This 10 years in a row. Let's talk about the whole sustainability message with Shaw Contract. I think, aren't you changing the amount of recycled content in your fiber starting sometime this year?
Yeah, that's the best thing. Everything in our showroom is, of course, cradle to cradle. EcoWorks backing with 40% recycled content. But then our face fiber, Eco Solution Q, we are moving from 25% to 45% recycled content starting July 1st. So we are, of course, ecstatic to introduce these products with that new recycled content.
Let me ask you, how many years have you been designing product for Shaw Contract?
This is my 16th year, so I've been in product development for 14 of those.
So I guess you're one of the reasons that Shaw's done so well then, huh?
I guess so. And you know what? I have an awesome design team, so I give kudos to them every day.
Reese, one last thing. Since you've been here so many times to NeoCon, how does this NeoCon compare to others?
Well, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we had just a huge boom, and then we know the last couple of years have been a little bit slower. So this year looks like traffic is up. Other manufacturers are saying the same thing to us. So we are all excited. We've had a lot of end users here, too, doing business. So it feels like a good show so far.
Okay, great, Reese. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Reese Duncan, who's creative director with Shaw Contract at NeoCon 2011, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.